My name is Reinhard Bonnke, and I'm an evangelist to the nations of the world.
Reinhard Bonnke, seorang penginjil ke bangsa-bangsa di dunia.
I'm very happy to visit you tonight.
Abdi bingat ya sa tepang sareng saderek.
And I've got a special message from God.
Abdi ngagaduhan pesan khusus ti Gusti.
I'm absolutely sure that something fantastic is going to happen today.
Abdi yakin bisa jan baris aya fantastis nu kajantenan dina dinten ieu.
Because Jesus Christ, the baptizer into the Holy Ghost and fire, is here.
Umargi Yesus Kristus sang pembaptis dina roh suci sareng aya sene di dinya.
And he will do wonderful things.
Anjeunna baris ngalakukeun hal nu luar biasa.
I want to urge everybody who is watching this teaching on power evangelism.
Abdi hoyong adesek setiap jami nu nyaksian pengajaran ieu tina panginjian nu kawasa.
When I speak and preach about the fire of the Holy Spirit, that you first watch my message on integrity.
Di mana anu ngawitan sarek nyaksian pesan abdi ngenaan integritas.
Because the blood must come before the fire.
Umargi ketika dah ngucur sataatan sene.
But once the life is cleansed, the fire will fall.
Nanging watas hirup disucikan senam baris lungsur.
Praise be to God.
Puji Gusti.
So our theme is power evangelism.
Dan tema orang penginjilan ukawasa.
And I want to speak today about the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Inten dia abdi hayong nyaros ngenan sene roh suci.
I want to read once again Mark chapter 16 verse 15. The great commission of Jesus Christ.
Yu urang ngaos sakali deui Markus 16 ayat 15 amanat agung Yesus Kristus.
And Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Asatresna anjeunna ngadawuh, maraneh ku kami rek diutus jugjug sakulih dunya embarkeun Injil ka umat sakumna.
And I also want to read Matthew 3:11.
Abdi oge hoyong ngaos di Matius 3 ayat 11.
Here John the Baptist is speaking and this is what he said.
Di dia Yohanes Pembaptis nunyarios kieu saurna.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Kami ngabaptis maraneh teh kucai, nandakeun yen maraneh teh tarubat. Tapi nu bade rawuh sapenderieun kami, mah langkung kawasa tebatan kami. Ngudaran tali tarumpana oge kami, mah henteu warat. Mantena mah bakal ngabaptis maraneh teh ku roh suci jeung seuneu.
Here John the Baptist introduced another Baptist.
Jadi Yohanes Pembaptis mengenalkan baptisan sanesna.
The Baptist into water introduced the Baptist into fire.
Tukang ngabaptis kucai mengenalkan nungabaptis kuseuneu.
John stood in a river of cold water.
Yohanes ngadat di sisi cai nu tiis.
Baptizing the people into cold water.
Ngabaptis jalmi ku cai nu tiis.
But Jesus is standing in a river of liquid fire.
Nanging Yesus ngadat di walungan nu panas.
The fire of the Holy Spirit.
Sena roh suci.
And he is baptizing us into the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Anjeunna ngabaptis urang dina sene roh suci.
That's why John said,
eta margina Yohanes nya,
I baptize into water.
Kami ngabaptis maraneh ku cai.
But Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Anjing Yesus ngabaptis ku roh suci sareng sene.
We have a fire gospel.
Urang ngagaduhan Injil seuneu.
And because we have a fire gospel, we have a hot gospel.
Umargi Injil orang teh seuneu, orang ngagaduhan Injil panas.
If the gospel preached doesn't melt the ice, it's not the original gospel.
Umpami Injil dugikeun henteu muyarkeun es, eta sanes Injil sajati.
We are bearers of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Urang teh nu nyandak seuneu Roh Suci.
First of all, I would like to say something about the necessity of having the fire.
Mengawita Nabi hoyong nyarios ngenaan keperyogian nu ngadesek kanggo Nabi.
Why it is absolutely important to have the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Kunaon hal eta peryogi pisan kanggo ngingingkeun seuneu Roh Suci.
And I want to turn to an Old Testament scripture.
Di hayong ningali dina ayat perjanjian lami.
This is such a clear picture of what I want to say that it is a must for me.
Yeta gambar nu jelas ngeunaan naon nu hayong ku abdi dicarioskeun eta wajib kanggo abdi.
Let us turn to Judges chapter 15.
Ayo urang muka Hakim-Hakim pasal 15.
Verses 4 and 5.
Ayat 4 sareng 5.
Let me give you the background quickly.
Jana Nabi Masian terang silsilah na
secara enggak. Samson was married to a Philistine woman.
Samson nikah ka istri Palesti.
And then something very terrible happened to him.
Terasna nu awan ka jantenan kan.
And I fully understand Samson.
Abdi ngartos ka Samson.
When Samson came home to visit his wife,
waktu Samson mulih ka bumina kanggo
imagine his father-in-law said, "Sorry Samson, I thought you wouldn't come back. I gave your wife to another man."
Bayangkan mertua pamangketna nyarios, "Punten Samson, manawi teh henteu mulih, pamajikan maneh dibikeun ka patur."
Samson was as mad as a snake.
Ambak Samson kaluar.
And he said, "I'm going to revenge this."
Taurna abdi bade balas dendam.
Now here you have got a picture of a wicked father-in-law.
Ta ayeuna sadaya kenging gambaran ngeunaan mertua nu jahat.
So what did Samson do?
Janten naon nu dilakukeun Samson?
Verse 4 in Judges 15.
Ayat kaopat dina Hakim-Hakim 15.
In order to take revenge,
anggo balas dendam.
We read that Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and he took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put a torch between each pair of tails.
Orang Aos, balbai angkat tuli newakan ajak menang tiu ratu siki. Puntutna ditalikeun teras disunut.
Please understand that this was another time. We wouldn't do such a thing today.
Beras ngartos ieu teh jaman kapungkur sanes kanggo dilakukeun jaman ayeuna.
But allow me just to use this picture.
Pangijinan bae abdi ngagunakeun
gambaran. Samson went and caught 300 foxes. That's miracle number one. If you don't believe it, try to catch them.
Samson angkat sareng newak 300 ajak, ieu mujizat nu kahiji. Pemisarekeun teh percanten coba bae
newak ajak. And then we read he bound tail to tail in pairs.
Katerasna urang ngaos, nalian buntutna digentetkeun.
And since the fox only got a tail each,
umargi ajak mau ngagaduan hiji buntut.
He must have tied them two by two.
Anjana kadaan nalian dua-dua.
That's important to me.
Ia penting kanggo abdi.
And then he did a very cruel thing.
Katerasna anjana ngalakun hal nu
kecempisan. He lit the tail of these foxes.
Anjana ngaduruk buntut ajak ieu.
And release them into the white, ripe harvest fields of the Philistines.
Ngalepaskan anak kapi buatan orang Palesti.
And I can imagine Samson standing at the edge of these harvest fields.
Abdi ngabayangkan Samson ngadek di sisi pi buatan eta.
Being able to trace the roots of the foxes exactly.
Orang milarian tapak ajak.
Because wherever the foxes run with their burning tails, he could see fires started.
Kamana wae ajak lompat bari buntutna kaduruk, anjeunna tiasa ningali seuneu hurung.
I asked myself,
abdi tumaros dilebet mana?
What would have happened if Samson had forgotten to light the tails of the foxes?
Naon nu baris kajantanan umpami Simpson hilap ngaduruk buntut ajak eta?
The foxes would have run and run and run and run.
Ajak teh baris lompat, lompat sareng lompat.
And nothing would have happened.
Sareng moal aya anu kajantanan?
Absolutely nothing.
Sama sekali teu aya.
Now let me jump to the New Testament.
And
in Luke chapter 12, I read something that really gets my attention.
In Lukas pasal 12, abdi ngaos nu mata kata di ku abdi.
In Luke 12 verse 49.
In Lukas 12 ayat 49.
Jesus says, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
Kami datang rek ngalungkeun seuneu ka ieu bumi, bari kacida ngarep-arepna sing hurung eta seuneu teh.
Then he took his disciples.
Lajeng anjeunna nyandak murid-muridna.
And tied them kind of together two by two.
Sareng nalian dua-dua.
And put the fire of divine authority upon them.
Sareng nyimpen seuneu ilahi di luhur aranjeunna.
And sent them into the villages.
Teras ngutus ka desa-desa.
To wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness.
Kanggo ngancurkeun kerajaan poek.
They did a lot of damage to the devil. Hallelujah.
Aranjeunna akibatkeun ceur karusakan di pihak
iblis. Because wherever they went, chains were broken, demons were cast out, sinners were saved, and the sick were healed.
Kumargi ka mana bae aranjeunna angkat rantai dibegatkeun, roh jahat diusir, jalmi-jalmi nu dosa diselamatkeun, nu tadamang disehatkeun.
This is the glorious effect of the fire power of the Holy Spirit.
Ieu teh dampak tina seuneu Roh Suci.
I say again and I ask again.
Benyaros deui sareng abdi itu marus deui.
What would have happened if Samson had forgot to light the foxes?
Naon baris kajantan umpami Simpson hilap ngahurungkeun oborna dina ajak?
The foxes would have run and run and run and that would have been it.
Ajak teh baris lompat, lompat, lompat mung kitu bae.
And therefore I say to anyone who listens to me now.
Kumargi kitu abdi bade nyarios ka sahabae.
It is futile to run without the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Sia-sia pisan kami urang lompat tanpa seuneu Roh Suci.
We may work our fingers to the bone.
Urang tiasa getol di damel.
We could slave and labor for the Lord.
Urang tiasa toh-tohan kanggo Gusti.
And nothing would happen unless we carry the flame of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Areng moal aya nu kajantan kacuali urang nyandak seuneu hurung Roh Suci.
Jesus came to earth to scatter fire.
Yesus dongkap ka ieu dunya kanggo nyebarkeun
seuneu. Another translation speaks of throwing fire on the earth.
Terjemahan sanes nyaraoskeun ngeunaan maledokeun seuneu ka bumi.
The white harvest fields of sin are around us.
Panen dosa nu bodas aya di sabudeureun urang.
Only the fire of the Holy Spirit can tackle them.
Mung seuneu Roh Suci nu tiasa ngalakukeunana.
It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Sanes kumarga perkosaan sareng sanes kumarga kiatan naeng kumargi
roh. Hallelujah.
Panganika kitu
dinya. This is important to know.
Ieu perlu kiterang.
The fire of the Holy Spirit is not just an option.
Seuneu Roh Suci sanes mung hiji pilihan.
It is an absolute necessity if we want to be effective for Jesus Christ.
Kita hiji kapriyogan mutlak umpami urang hoyong jantan efektif kanggo Yesus Kristus.
It is not an optional extra.
Sanes mung hiji pilihan tambihan.
It is not an accessory to the gospel.
Sanes mung hiasan Injil.
It's not a truth that can be screwed on and screwed off according to the congregation.
Eta sanes bebeneran nu tiasa disaluyukeun numutkeun ka hayong jamaah.
The fire of the Holy Spirit is an integral part of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Roh Suci tehnya eta bagian penting dina Injil Yesus Kristus.
It is very, very necessary.
Eta penting pisan.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Glory to God. Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
Now let me say something about the purpose of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Ayeuna sawijining abdi nyarioskeun ngeunaan tujuan sina Roh Suci.
And here I turn with you to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Jadi hayang ningali caras pada malam Rasul pasal 1 ayat 8.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Nah, di mana Roh Suci teh ngeslungsur nyarengan, marane bakal menang kawasa sarta cara disaksi-saksi kami di Yerusalem, di sakuliah Yudea, jeung Samaria, tuk nepi ka tungtung bumi.
You shall receive power.
Maraneh baris menang kawasa.
The Greek word for power here is dunamis.
Kecap Yunani kanggo kawasa nyaeta dunamis.
And dunamis power has got a very special meaning.
Tareng kawasa dunamis ngagaduan hartos nu istimewa pisan.
It is latent power.
Ya kawasa nu kapendem.
It's power in waiting, power reserve.
Ya teh kawasa nu ngantosan, kawasa nu kapendem.
Like a stick of dynamite.
Bergagang dinamit.
When a stick of dynamite is lying on the floor.
Waktu gagang dinamit disimpan di tembok.
You say, oh, that old pipe there.
Lalu saya direk, oh, ibi pipa.
Look at it, it's just an old pipe.
Tinggal etamong hiji pipa.
But under certain circumstances.
Dina kaya anu tangtu.
That pipe will show you something.
Pipa eta baris nunjukkeun ka saderek.
And you know that is dunamis.
Saderek terang eta teh dunamis.
It waits to be tapped.
Pipa eta ngantosan di aliran.
We can make a demand on it. We can draw from it.
Urang tiasa nuntut hal eta, urang tiasa narik tina eta.
It's like a car battery under the bonnet.
Sapertos aki mobil di handapan tutup.
You know, I mean, there is a battery, an old gray box.
Tarik terang maksud abdi aya aki kotak kolot warna hawuk.
But when you turn the key,
waktu saderek muter kunci,
you draw from it.
Saderek narik tina aki eta.
And something is happening.
Pasti aya kajantenan.
Just turn the key.
Muter kunci eta.
And I tell you, the fire of the Holy, the power of the Holy Spirit is similar. Except that the Holy Spirit is no battery. He is the generator of all generators. And we draw from Him. We draw from Him. You shall receive power. This power is made available to us. We shall draw from it.
Urang kedah narik tina eta.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
To do what?
Kanggo ngalakukeun naon?
To preach the gospel to every creature.
Kanggo ngadugikeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
Let's preach it.
Urang ngadugikeun Injil.
The gospel must be preached.
Injil kudu didugikeun.
And people will turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God.
Jalmi baris malik tinu poek kana caang sareng tina kawasa iblis ka Gusti.
I sometimes have used the illustration of these old steam locomotives.
Kadang-kadang abdi nganggol gambaran tina lokomotif uap nu kolot.
You know, they've got these big boilers.
Tarik terang lokomotif eta ngagaduan katel uap
ageum. But I'm sure we still know them.
Ayana benda eta parantos kuno nanging abdi yakin urang masih kenal.
There's a big fire there.
Sareng aya seuneu nu ageung di ditu.
Building up a head of steam.
Nu ngahasilkeun uap seueur.
And when the pressure is right.
Sareng watosna kena parantos pas.
The locomotive driver can do two things.
Masinis tiasa ngalakukeun dua hal.
When he pulls one lever, the steam will go through the whistle and blow.
Waktu na narik hiji pangungkit uap air baris nembus priwit sareng niup.
And the whistle will be heard.
Priwit eta baris kadang.
Miles away.
Mang mil-mil tepi.
There's a lot of energy going through the whistle.
Seorang tenaga nu diciptakan ngalangkuan
peringit. Thank God for the whistle.
Puji syukur kanggo
peringit. I like to blow it too.
Daripada niup oge.
But.
Nangin.
Listen.
Dangu.
There's another lever.
Aya pangungkit nu sanes.
And when the driver pulls that lever.
Waktu masih disnarik pangungkit kita.
The energy is directed to the pistons.
Tenaga ditujukan ke piston.
And all of a sudden the wheels start turning.
Ngadadak roda teh gerak.
With much less fuss than the whistles blowing.
Terame saparantos priwit.
And the train is carrying its load across the land.
Harita teh nyandak beban ngalangkungan daerah.
What is the purpose of Pentecost?
Naon tujuan Pentakosta?
What is the purpose of the fire of the Holy Spirit?
Naon tujuan seneroh suci?
Thank God for all the whistles.
Puji syukur kanggo sadaya piriwi.
But if that was all, it wouldn't be worth the while to stoke the fire in the boiler.
Nengeta sadaya na hanteg manfaat. Kanggo ngahurungkeun
seuneu kita. We need to get the wheels moving for God.
Urang priyogi ngagerakeun roda kanggo Gusti.
We don't just receive the fire of the Holy Spirit to be happy and clappy and blessed.
Urang teu nampi seuneu Roh Suci supaya sukacita sareng seneng oge di berkahan wungkul.
We receive the fire of the Holy Spirit so that we should get going in Jesus' name.
Urang nampi seuneu Roh Suci supaya urang angkat di lebet nami Yesus.
Go ye into all the world.
Angkat ka sakuliah dunia.
Ye shall be witnesses unto me.
Mane bade jadi saksi kami.
In Jerusalem.
Di Yerusalem.
In all Judea.
Di Yudea.
And Samaria.
Di Samaria.
And to the end of the earth.
Tuk nepi ka tungtung bumi.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
This is very, very, very important.
Ye penting pisan, penting, penting, penting pisan.
Gospel needs to be carried.
Injil priyogi dicandak.
Let's carry it to our generation.
Ayo urang nyandak ka generasi urang.
We are responsible for our generation.
Tanggung jawab urang generasi ieu teh.
You are responsible for the people in your town and village.
Saderek nu tanggung waler kanggo kota sareng desa saderek.
You are responsible for the generation in your country.
Oge generasi di nagara saderek.
And when the fire is coming.
Waktu seuneu eta dongkap.
You receive it for the purpose to spread the gospel.
Adek nampi kanggo tujuan nyebarkeun Injil.
And bring the message of salvation to the lost.
Areng nyandak pesen kaslametan kanu ilang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Diberkahan nami Gusti.
I'm addicted to gospel preaching.
Abdi katagihan ngadugikeun Injil.
You can ask my wife.
Dari biasa
ngannas sometimes I'm physically so whacked.
Kau tadi mulih karo rompok di kapangan rohani kadang secara jasmani mah capek pisan.
And for 3 days I just want to sleep.
Kami terus dinten abdi mung hoyong mondok.
Well, on the fourth day my finger start itching again.
Nang dinten kaopat ramu teh kawitan aratel deui.
I want to go again.
Tapi hoyong angkat deui.
I want to preach again.
Tapi hoyong kutbah deui.
I want to do as much damage to the devil as I possibly can.
Hoyong arusan kita seur-seurna.
Breaking the chains of sin and Satan.
Mengatkan rantai dosa sareng setan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amin.
What a joy.
Larasitika gembira.
To build God's everlasting kingdom with our mortal hands.
Ngawang kerajaan Allah nu langgeng ku panangan urang nu telana.
What a joy to preach the eternal gospel with our mortal lips.
Jika bagian tiasa ngadukeun Injil nu langgeng ku lambe urang.
It is the greatest investment one can make in this world.
Iki sisi simpenan nu ageng nu tiasa dilakukan di ieu dunya.
Fashions come and fashions go.
Gaya nu silih ganti.
Republics come and republics go.
Republik-republik nu gentosan.
But God's kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting to everlasting to everlasting.
Aing kerajaan Gusti langgeng. Kalanggeng.
Let's build God's kingdom.
Ayo orang ngawangun kerajaan Gusti.
Amen.
Amen.
I preach about the blood of Jesus wherever I go.
Abi ikut bangunan getih Yesus kemana baik abi angkat.
I vow to God I will preach on the blood of Jesus wherever I go.
Janji ka Gusti abdi baris ngadugikan ngenaan getih Yesus kemana baik abi angkat.
And I see how this message has a glorious effect.
Abdi ningali ayat dampak nu agung.
How it breaks all satanic bondage.
Kumaha ia motongkeun kawasa setan.
They overcame him by the blood of the lamb.
Marane ngalehkeun ku getih anak domba.
The devil doesn't like that message.
Iblis teu senengan ku pesan eta.
The blood of Jesus is medicine to us, but it is poison to Satan.
Jadi Yesus teh landong kanggo urang nanging racun kanggo iblis.
I preach it.
Abi ngadukikeun ana.
Many times it's attacked.
Sering pisan pesan eta
teh. This message is attacked by certain people.
Pesan ieu teh diserang ku sabaraha jalmi.
Like one man said to me.
Seperti salah saurang nyeros ka abi.
He said to me, preacher.
Taurna tukang khotbah.
I was on a television show.
Abi nuju dina acara TV.
National television, secular television.
Di nasional TV sekuler.
He said to me, preacher.
Taurna jana ka abdi tukang khotbah.
You preach there's power in the blood of Jesus. He said, I deny it.
Sareng ngadukeun yen aya kawasa dina kitu Yesus. Saurna abdi nolak.
He was an atheist, you know.
Adere terang anjeunna teh saurang ateis.
Don't you know my definition for atheism?
Rek hayang terang batasan ateis ti abdi.
Atheism is intellectual vandalism.
Ateis teh resek na intelektual.
So he said, I say the opposite, there is no power in the blood of Jesus.
Dan anjeunna nyarios abdi nyarios sabalikna. Henteu aya kawasa tina kitu Yesus.
Why do you say that?
Abdi ngawaler kunaon tarek nyarios kitu?
He said the blood of Jesus is 2,000 years around.
Taurna kitu Yesus parantos 2,000 taun kapengker.
If there was any power in the blood of Jesus, the world would not be as wicked as it is now.
Bapaya kawasa tina kitu Yesus dunya teh moal sajahat ayeuna.
I said, Mr. Wait.
Heula Pak, saur abdi.
I want to reply right now.
Abdi hayang ngawal ayeuna keneh.
I said to him.
Saur abdi ka anjeunna.
I said the blood of Jesus can be compared to soap.
Kata Yesus tiasa diibaratkan sabun.
There's also a lot of soap around, yet many people are still dirty.
Dor sabun ayeuna teh nanging seueur jalmi nu kotor keneh.
Why?
Kunaon?
Because soap doesn't work automatically.
Kumarke sabun teu didamel otomatis.
Even if you should work in the soap factory, you are not automatically clean.
Abi sadaya ki damel di pabrik sabun sadaya kenceu bersih secara otomatis.
I said, Mister, if you want to know what soap can do,
abi sadaya hoyong terang naon tiasa dilakukan ku sabun.
Reach out for it.
Candak sabun eta.
Take it.
Candak.
And personally apply it.
Angge secara pribadi.
Then you will know what soap can do.
And I
said, Mister, if you want to know what the blood of Jesus can do.
Rabi Pak, umpami hoyong terang naon dilakukan ku getih Yesus.
Reach out for it.
Rongkang eta.
Apply it to your sinful life.
Angge kang kahirupan bapalimu pinuh dosa.
And when you do that.
Atas bapa ngalakukan eta.
You will jump to your feet, electrified.
Bapa pasti kasetrum.
And you will join hundreds of millions of people all over the world.
Dengan gabung sareng ratusan juta jalmi bisa kaum dia.
Who stand up and who sing and say there's power, wonder working power in the blood of the lamb.
Mengada sareng ngali sareng nyaris yang aya kawasa, kawasa mesti didamel dapat bukti.
Haleluya.
When
the panel discussion was over.
Atas diskusi panel eta ringse.
We left and that atheist cornered me.
Habis ada yang ngantunkan tempat eta jalmi ateis teh
ngadongkapan. He said to me,
saurna.
I've met other evangelists.
Abdi kados pendak sareng penginjil sanes.
But never one like you.
Naik teu aya nu sapertos saderek.
He said something is emanating from you.
Anu kaluar ti saderek.
He said I wondered what it could be.
Naon eta?
He said, I think the other evangelists I met were amateurs and you are a professional.
Panginten panginten sanes mah anu kantos tepang amatiran. Derek mah parantos ahli.
I said, no, no.
Tapi sanes.
I said, the Holy Spirit has touched your heart. You better repent and get saved.
Rasuci anu ngajak mah manasa derek tak kedahana derek tobat sareng diselametkeun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preach the gospel.
Bukan Injil.
With the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Bukan Rasuci.
And the word of God will be confirmed.
Anu ngajak Gusti baris neguhkeun.
Say amen.
Bukan amin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to draw your attention to one very important fact.
Abi hayang narik sadaya kana hiji bukti nu penting pisan.
Mainly this one. That Jesus alone is the giver of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Yesus nya lira masihan sene roh suci.
It was John the Baptist who said.
Yohanes Pembaptis nyarios.
He is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Anjena baris ngabaptis marane ku Roh Suci
jeung fire. He, that is Jesus Christ.
Anjena teh Yesus Kristus.
He is the anointer. He is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Anjena nu ngurapan nu ngabaptis ku Roh Suci sareng seuneu.
We do not go to people for their anointing.
Orang tedok angkat kajalmi kanggo urapan arah.
If you believe it, say amen.
Tapi tarik percantan saudara amin.
And I will tell you why.
Abdi pada nyariuskan alasan anak.
When I travel the world,
atas abdi ngurlingan dunia.
Everywhere people come to me and say, please lay hands on me. I want to receive your anointing.
Di mana bae jelema ngadangkapan ka abdi sareng nyuhunkeun abdi numpangkeun panangan ka aran cenah kanggo nabi urang.
But if you get Bonkis anointing, I would want to express my condolences to you.
Aing nu saresna umpami sareng nampi urapan Bonke, abdi hoyong nyatakeun rasa sedih prihatin abdi
ka sadere. I want to tell you why.
Abdi hoyong nyarios ka sareng alasan.
If you would receive my anointing, you would be a copy of Bonke.
Bami sadrek hoyong nampi urapan abdi sadrek baris janten tiruan Bonke.
And that would be an awful business.
Eta baris janten urusan susah.
You see, in the kingdom of God, we are not copies.
Sadrek tingali lebet kerajaan Allah, urang sanes tiruan. Tina tiruan.
If that had been God's method, Christianity would have been a lost cause of history.
Umpami eta cara Gusti kekristenan baris janten sajarah nu gagal.
This is not God's intention. This is not what he wants.
Yesanes maksud Gusti, yesanes nu dipikahoyong ku Gusti.
Imagine if you have one tea bag for 100 cups.
Bayangkan umpami sadarek ngagaduhan hiji wadah teh kanggo 100 cangkir.
Who wants to drink cup number 100?
Anu hayang ngaleut dina cangkir ka 100.
Imagine.
Bayangkan.
It would be as clear as water.
Karasna sapertos cai.
And it would have no taste and no strength.
Teu aya rasana pisan sareng teu aya
kakiatan. You would just spit it out.
Tarik baris nyiduhkeunana.
You see, in the kingdom of God, we are not copies from copies.
Tarik terang dina kerajaan Allah urang sanes nurutan sareng
nurutan. Why should God do such a thing?
Punan Gusti kedah ngalakukeun
hal eta. Look at our God.
Terang ka Gusti urang.
Look into nature.
Tingali alam.
Not two snowflakes have the same structure.
Henteu aya potongan salju nu ngagaduhan struktur
nu sami. Two blades of grass are the same.
Henteu aya peso jukut nu sami.
Among almost 6 billion people on earth, not two have the same fingerprints.
Di antawis hampir 6 miliar jalmi di ieu dunya, henteu aya nu ngagaduhan sidik jari nu sami.
God doesn't work with photocopying machines.
Gusti entengat didamel ku mesin fotokopi.
He is no manufacturer, he is the creator.
Dan pengusaha pabrik anjeunna teh nu nyiptakeun.
He only works with originals.
Anjeunna mung didamel kunu asli.
And when it comes to the anointing of the Holy Spirit, why in the whole wide world should he now start copying?
Atas saya kaitanana sareng Roh Suci kunaon ayeuna di sakuliah dunya kedah ngawitan tuturuti.
I've got good news for you.
Tapi kagungan warta susah
ayeuna. Jesus is here right now.
Yesus aya di dieu ayeuna.
Here where I speak.
Dia abdi nyarios.
And there where you sit and stand.
Sareng dirinya di mana sareng
kali sareng ater. Africa or whether it's China.
Juga di Afrika tanah pilih China.
Whether it's Brazil or whether it's Alaska.
Di Brazil tanah pilih Alaska.
Jesus is here.
Yesus aya di dieu.
To give you your original, most original anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Aku masih urapan Roh Suci nu asli sareng nu paling asli. Kasaderek.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are not copies from people.
Janten urang sanes tina tuturuti.
I cannot even give you my anointing.
Abdi ogan teu tiasa masian urang panabi kasaderek.
The wise virgins.
Jeung imut lima mojang nu wicaksana.
The foolish ones begged them to give that they should share their oil with them.
Mojang nu bodo nyuhunkeun supados aran jeung kersama sihan disah.
But the wise virgins were called wise because they didn't
Angin mojang nu witaksana disebat diwitaksana teh kumarki henteu.
I'm sure they couldn't.
Abi yakin aranjeunah henteu
teh. They said go back to the source.
Teuing saur aranjeunah mulih deui ka sumberna.
Go back to the fountain, the giver of that oil.
Mulih deui ka cinyusu nu masian
litah. Here this meeting something fantastic is going to happen.
Bengi ieu di dieu kabaktian hiji fantastis bae
kajang. It is true, I'm going to lay my hands on you.
Ieu leres abdi bade numpangkeun parangan ka
derek. Not to give from my portion, but for you to receive out of his fullness.
Mereka kemasian bagian abdi nangin supados ka derek nampi tina kapinuhanna.
Because out of his fullness we all receive.
Markitina kapinuhanna urang nampi.
Jesus is that fullness.
Yesus teh kapinuhan
eta. He is that fountain.
Anjeunna teh cinyusuh. Amen.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
Well, listen, a few more very important things.
Dangukeun sababaraha hal deui nu penting pisan.
Fire that Jesus gives is the original fire. The very same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost. It's original.
Sanalu dipastikeun ku Yesus teh seuneu sajati. Seuneu sami nu dipucurkeun dina dinten Pentakosta teh asli.
And although we receive that anointing, that fire from Jesus directly.
Bila leres urang nampi urapan eta. Seuneu teh nu langsung
ti. We are still connected. We are still linked up. With the generations of the anointed men and women of God that have gone before us.
Urang masih nyambung, urang masih nyambung sareng generasi pameget sareng istri nu diurapan nu parantos angkat satacan urang.
We are linked up in the sense because the same gospel they preached, we now preach.
Tina hal nu tangtu urang nyambung kumarki ayeuna urang ngadugikeun Injil nu sami sareng aranjeunna.
The same kingdom they built, we built.
Urang ngawangun kerajaan nu sami.
The same Jesus they served, we serve.
Urang ngalayanan Yesus nu sami.
We are linked up. Christianity doesn't start with us.
Urang nyambung ka Kristenan henteu ngawitan ti urang.
We are linked up with the whole family of God.
Urang nyambung sareng kulawarga Allah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a wonderful truth.
Ya teh bebeneran nu luar biasa.
A really wonderful truth.
Laras hiji bebeneran nu luar biasa.
I will never forget for as long as I live.
Abdi moal hilap salami abdi hirup.
When we had a crusade in Malawi in the town of Blantyre.
Waktu ngayakeun kebaktian rohani di Malawi di kota Blantyre.
This was a city founded by David Livingstone that English or that Scottish missionary.
Kita kota nu kapendakna ku David Livingstone, misionaris Inggris atanapi Skotlandia.
We were there as a team, I and my team.
Abdi sadaya aya di dinya salaku tim, abdi sareng tim.
And one team member just at that time happened to read the unpublished manuscripts of David Livingstone.
Salah saurang anggota tim henteu ngahaja ngaos naskah David Livingstone nu teu akan diterbitkeun.
Which he wrote right there.
Diserat di dinya.
And he said.
Sareng anjeunna nyarios.
In that portion of writing.
Dina bagian seratanana.
He said, "We are the watchmen of the night."
Saurna abdi sadaya teh ronda.
We preach the gospel and see very little results.
Adukeun Injil sareng ningali hasil namung sakedik.
But in 100 years from now, other men will come with more light.
Aing tina 100 taun ti ayeuna jalmi sanes beres dongkap ka caang nu langkung seueur.
And they will see how many will come unto righteousness.
Sangaran jeuna beres ningali sabaraha seueur nu bade dongkap ka caang nu langkung seueur.
And when I read that,
waktu sabi ngaos eta,
the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Rasul Cing ngadawuh ka abdi.
And he said to me,
ngadawuh ka abdi,
"You are walking on the tears of former generations."
Maneh lempang di luhureun cimata generasi saatana.
Other generations before you have been sowing in tears what you are reaping today.
Generasi saatan maneh geus nebar kuci panon naon nu ku maneh dipanen ayeuna.
We are not reaping because we are better preachers.
Abdi henteu panen kumargi abdi tukang kutbah nu sae.
We are not reaping because we are superior to them.
Henteu panen kumargi langkung hebat ti aranjeunna.
We reap today because others sowed in tears.
Panen ku margino sanes nu tebar ku ti soca.
And we reap with joy.
Panen ku sorak sorak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read from John chapter 4.
Di hayang ngaos dina Yohanes pasal 4.
Just inhale this please.
Lenyepan hal ieu.
John 4 verses 36 to 38.
Yohanes 4 ayat 36 bagi ka 38.
Jesus is speaking about the reapers.
Jadi Yesus nyarioskeun ngeunaan tukang panen.
John 4:36 to 38.
Yohanes 4 ayat 36 bagi ka 38.
And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
Malah nu kudu dibuatna geus narima buruhna tinggal ngumpulkeun bebenangana dibekalan hirup kalanggengan supaya buah nu melak buah nu dibuat sarua sukabungana.
For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors.
Sebab bener cek paribasa aya nu kudu melak aya nu kudu ngala. Nyamaran ku kami ditah ngalana da melakna mah geus nitah nu sejen pareh nu wajib metik hasilna.
We are linked up with the anointed men and women of God of former generations.
Urang nyambung sareng istri sareng pamengket nu diurapan ku Gusti ti generasi
sareng. We carry the same torch that they carried.
Urang nyandak obor nu sami sareng aranjeunna.
The very original gospel they carried, we carry.
Nyandak Injil nu asli sami sareng aranjeunna.
We have no copy and we are no imitations.
Orang henteung gaduhan salinan sareng orang sanes nu.
Therefore we also have the original power.
Kumari kitu orang oge ngagaduhan kawasa asli.
Fire of the Holy Spirit.
Sena Roh Suci.
When I was a young man, I had an experience of this linking with former generations.
Waktu tapi masih anom abdi ngagaduhan pengalaman nyambung ka generasi saat-saatna.
When I was 21, I finished my theological studies in Great Britain.
Waktos abdi yuswa 21 tahun, nyaring sikeun sakola teologi di Inggris.
I was returning to Germany, my home, North Germany.
Abdi mulih deui ka Jerman, daerah asal abdi.
And I had a whole day to spend in London.
Aya sadinten pinuh kanggo di London.
My train would only leave late at night.
Kareta teh angkatna tengah wengi.
Those days we went by trains, not planes.
Dinarin ternyata bisa daya angkat-angkatan ku kereta
sesuka kapal udara. Let me have a sightseeing tour of London.
Mutana abdi hoyong piknik ka London.
I didn't have much money, but I had a few coins in my pocket, so I just took the public buses.
Abdi henteu gaduh seueur artos nanging dina pesak aya sabaraha kencring janten abdi.
And I just jumped buses all the time. I didn't even know in which directions they were to go.
Abi mau ngalih bus, malihan teu terang tujuanana.
Left and right and back and front, just going. I was just happy, just coasting.
Kenca sareng katuh, pengker sareng payun, abi mau angkat, senang-senang.
When I was in a certain area of London, I thought, now let me walk a little while. I've been sitting long enough.
Tapi aya di daerah Nusanes di London, emutan abdi ayeuna abdi bade mapah sakali.
As I was walking through a street suddenly, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Abdi mapah ngalanggungan hiji jalan, ngadadak abdi henteu percanten kana
teu nyadar. I saw a big nameplate on a garden fence.
Abdi ningali papan nami nu ageung dina pager buruan.
George Jeffries was written on it.
George Jeffries diserat dina papan eta.
Hey George Jeffries, that name I know very well.
Or abdi, hey George Jeffries, abdi kenal pisan nami eta.
George Jeffries was a firebrand evangelist in Britain.
Eta teh saurang panginjil nu sumanget di Inggris.
With a ministry of signs following.
Disarengan ku tanda-tanda ajaib.
The whole country was shaken by the power of God.
Daya negeri digoyangkeun ku kawasa Gusti.
And I thought, I wonder if this is the George Jeffries.
Terpikir nah leres ieu teh George Jeffries eta.
My mind said, you are in London, a city of 10 million people.
Mutan abi nyarios, Maneh aya di London, di kota nu pendudukna 10
George
juta.
George is jami. A common name.
Josteh nami
umum. Jeffries is a common name.
Jeffries oge parantos umum.
This cannot be.
Ia mustahil.
But a little voice inside said to me, find out.
Nanging manah alit abi nyarios. Pilarian
terang. I walked to the door.
Abi mapah ka panto.
Push the button of the bell.
Orang istri mukakan panto.
The lady opened.
Mencet bell.
I said, excuse me, madam, is the George Jeffries living in this house who was that mighty man of God of old?
Abdi tumaros punten, Bu, naha George Jeffries nulinggi di bumi ieu teh manusia Allah nu kawasa?
She said to me, yes.
Malerna leres.
I said, may I please see him?
Tor abdi tiasa pendak.
She said, no.
Malerna henteu.
And when she said no,
patos anjeunna nyaros henteu.
I heard a deep voice coming from the inside.
Abdi ngadangu suantana nu abot di lebet.
Let him come in.
Pun bae asu.
That lady rather filled the door frame.
Istri eta beuki angot ngalahangan panto.
But I squeezed past her.
Neng abdi maksa ka lebet.
And in I was.
Abi tiasa kalebet.
And there I saw George Jeffries.
Ibinya abi ningali George Jeffries.
Coming down those stairs.
Turun tina tangga.
I said, my name is Reinhard Bonnke.
Or abi Reinhard Bonnke.
I've just completed my theological studies.
Abi nembe lulus sakola teologia.
I have read about the great, your great exploits for God.
Abi parantos ngawas ngenaan ledakan sadarek nu luar biasa kang Gusti.
I just passed by chance the street.
Alrasa abi ngalangkung ka jalan ieu.
He said, sit down.
Balerna cali.
I sat next to him.
Abi calik di gigirnana.
Just talking.
Mau ngobrol.
Suddenly that man fell on his knees.
Ngadadak anjeunna sujud.
He pulled me down with him.
Anjeunna narik abdi kanggo sujud.
He laid his hands on me.
Anjeunna numpangkeun panangan ka abdi.
And the moment he laid his hands on me.
Atos anjeunna numpangkeun panangan ka abdi.
It was as if warm oil was poured out all over me.
Pertosna aya lisan nu henen nu
the glory of God dazed me.
Kamulian Gusti ngabingungkeun abdi.
Half an hour later I left that house dazed.
Sajam setengah sapertos abdi ngantunkeun beberapa dari bingung.
And I said to myself, how is it possible?
Abdi nyaros ka dirinya lira kumaha tiasa.
Just cruising through London.
Mung di London.
Jeffrey's not even on my mind. I actually thought he didn't live anymore.
Jeffrey's the aya dina imutan abdi. Imutan abdi anjeunna teh.
And now I found him.
Anjeunna abdi
mendak. I was puzzled.
Abdi bingung.
At night I took the train back to Germany.
Pangi eta abdi nganggo kereta deui ka Jerman.
In North Germany my father waited for me at the railway station.
Di Jerman kaler pun bapak ngantosan di stasiun kereta
api. He was a pastor.
Anjeunna teh kembali.
When my father greeted me, he said, Reinhard, I had a telephone call just now saying that George Jeffries has gone to be with the Lord.
Atas apian sasalaman sareng pun bapak saurna rehat ayat telepon tadan lami yen George Jeffries parantos angkat sareng Gusti.
I said, Dad, it cannot be.
Rabi, bapak, temukin.
I just met him.
Abi nembe pendak sareng anjeunna.
At that moment I knew.
Atas eta abdi terang.
I had picked up a mantle.
Abi parantos nyandak jubah.
I picked up a mantle. A linking had happened. A connection had happened. I don't have Jeffrey's anointing. I have my own from Jesus. But I'm linked. We are united. Jesus is coming soon. Today you are going to get your fire. Today you are getting linked with the anointed of all generations. Because we belong to the same company.
Hallelujah.
I hear people say, oh, if Martin Luther or Charles Finney or Smith Wigglesworth would only be alive, America would be saved.
Abdi ngadangu jalmi menyarios, duh umpami Martin Luther atanapi Charles Finney atanapi Wigglesworth masih hirup Amerika Paris diselamatkan.
Well, let me break a little news for you.
Tapi saya ingin mengadukikan warta salit.
Do you know why those men are dead?
Nah, saya terang kunaon jalmi-jalmi ya para
tuan. Because God wanted them dead.
Kumari Gusti Mikaho yang aranjen ngantunkan.
I tell you.
Tapi nyaurkan ke saya.
These men were not great in themselves.
Jalmi-jalmi yang terluar biasa di diri nanyalira.
The times in which they lived did not make them great.
Kalau saranjena hirup hante luar biasa.
Their own personal charisma didn't make them great.
Karisma aranjena henteu ngadamel aranjena kakenal.
The one who made them great is now here.
Nu ngadamel aranjena luar biasa ayeuna aya di dieu.
He is Jesus, the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
Aranjena teh Yesus nu ngabaptis ku Roh Suci.
He is here.
Aranjena aya di dieu.
He is with you.
Anjena sareng sadere.
Wherever you are.
Di mana bae sadere aya.
And Jesus is here.
Yesus aya di dieu.
To light you.
Kanggo nyaangan sadere.
To send you.
Kanggo ngutus sadere.
So that you will be an awesome weapon in the hand of God.
Supaya sadere janten senjata nu kawasa dina panangan Gusti.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kanggo Gusti.
So let's not be sad for people who are no more here.
Janten hanteu kenging ngaraos sedih di ku jalmi-jalmi nu parantos ngantunkeun.
All what matters is this.
Penting ieu.
You are here.
Saderek ayat di dia.
Jesus is here.
Ayat dia.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Roh Suci ayat di dia.
Come on.
Ayo.
Receive the same anointing.
Ampi urapan usami.
And you will do the same work.
Saderek baris ngalakukan pada malam usami.
In Jesus' name.
Dapat nama Yesus.
Let me hurry up. I've got one more thing to say.
Ampi masih ngagaduhan hiji hal dah inu kedah.
Because tonight I'm going to do to you what Jeffries did to me.
Mati bengi ya, biho yang ngalakukan naon nu parantos dilakukan ku Jeffries.
And when I lay my hand on you, Jesus will lay his hand on you.
Ampi numpangkan panangan kasadere Yesus baris numpangkan panangan kasadere.
And you who are not here in this room right now, I've got good news for you.
Adek nuntut ayat di dia di lebat ruangan ia ayana abi ngagaduhan
masa sudah kasadere.
Kumarki ia panangan Gusti.
The hand of Jesus reaches right to you wherever you are.
Panangan Yesus nu ngahontal pas di mana sadek aya.
I prophesy in the name of Jesus.
Yang anu buatkeun di lebet nami Yesus.
Your life and your ministry will be changed today.
Kahirupan sareng pelayanan sarek baris robih dinten ieu.
You will come from coldness into the glory heat of the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Sarek baris ngalih tina ketiisan kana panas kamulian sena Roh Suci.
From weakness to strength.
Tina lemah jantan kia.
I sometimes think it's just like in a relay race.
Kadang abi ngimut ieu sapertos pertandingan
estafet. No, when one team has to carry a baton to the finish line.
Sadarek terang waktu siji tim kedah nyandak tongkat alit ka garis akhir.
And one runner passes the baton to the next person.
Saurang pelari nyerahkeun tongkat alit ka jalmi salajengna.
And to the next, and to the next, and to the next.
Ka jalmi nu sanesna, ka jalmi
nu sanes. We are in such a holy race.
Rabi urang aya dina pertandingan suci
eta. That fire gospel was received by the first generation of Christians.
Dina Injil ditampi ku generasi ngawitan.
The baton is like a burning torch.
Tongkat nu neruskeun teh sapertos obor nu hurung.
It's a burning baton.
Eta tongkat penerus teh hurung.
And the very baton they carry, we carry today.
Tongkat nu dicandak teh urang nyandakna ayeuna.
The original one.
Hal nu saleresna.
It has been handed from generation to generation.
Eta kedah dipasikeun ti generasi ka generasi salajengna.
Should any one generation drop that baton, the whole team loses.
Umpami hiji generasi murakeun tongkat eta, sadaya tim baris eleh.
I urge you.
Abdi ngadesek sadere.
I urge every man and woman of God.
Abdi ngadesek setiap pamangkeun sareng istri Allah.
Run the good race.
Lompat tina pertandingan.
More than ever before.
Langkung ti saat teu acana.
The Bible speaks about the cloud of witnesses.
Alkitab nyeros ngeunaan mega saksi.
Cloud of witnesses watching us.
Mega saksi nu nyaksian urang.
I think that cloud of witnesses are those people who run before us.
Raosana abdi mega saksi teh jalmi-jalmi nu parantos lompat sarta acan urang.
If they could talk to us.
Umpami bae aranjeunna tiasa nyarios
ka urang. Maybe they would say to us.
Pangéntan aranjeunna baris nyarios ka urang.
Run faster!
Lompat nasing enggal.
Faster!
Langkung enggal deui.
Faster!
Sing enggal.
And we would say why?
Urang baris nyarios kunaon.
Should we run faster than you run yourself?
Adi saraya kada lumbat langkung gancang tiaran
jenak. And they would call back and say.
Alarna.
Because your lap is the last lap.
Umar kini bilang dengan Umar netenmu akhir.
Jesus is coming soon.
Yesus kali bongkar engkau.
Jesus is coming soon.
Yesus kali bongkar engkau.
We are on the last lap.
Orang ayah nanti nyalin
Jesus is coming soon.
Yesus kali bongkar ayah.
Haleluya.
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 Hallelujah. Jesus is now here.
Yesus ayah di dia ayana.
Reaching to you while you watch me on the screen.
Naon ta sadek samantai sadek ningalikeun abdi dina.
In the name of Jesus.
Dina pada nama Yesus.
Receive the fire.
Tampi sana ayana.
Become a burning torch for Jesus.
Kadan opernu hurung kanggo Yesus.
Carry that burning baton to the finish line.
Tandak tongkat nukaduruk eta dugi ka garis akhir.
Your town will be saved.
Kota sadarek baris disalametkeun.
Your city, your province will be saved.
Kota provinsi sadarek baris disalametkeun.
Don't look down, look up.
Ulah ningali ka handap tangga.
Look up.
Tangga.
Jesus didn't come to dig us in, he came to dig us out.
Yesus dongkap tenes kangku ningali urang nanging kangku
mendakan urang.
Anjeuna teng kapangkitan sareng hirup.
Look up!
Tangga.
The fire is falling.
Sana nuju lungsur.
In Jesus name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kanggo Gusti.
How many of you can sense the glorious presence of the Holy Spirit?
Sapara saudara sadarek tiasa nangkep sadirat Roh Suci.
I know something fantastic is going to happen now.
Adi petarang iji fantastis baris kacantenan ayuna.
You know, I must have laid my hands on such multitudes of people you can't believe.
Adi petarang abdi kedah numpangan panangan abdi ka jalmi jalminu kawasa, jalminu hente mungkin.